Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Exodus, chapter 13 and verse 18. It says, God led the people around by the desert road. The translation said, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. My brothers and sisters, when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by desert road in verses 17 and 18. There is a lesson here for you. God knows where you are on your spiritual journey, and He is directing you accordingly, even when it seems like a roundabout way. The Bible says in Psalms 37:23, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. I like that. Every detail of the lives. In Psalm 37:23 NLT version, the shortest route from Egypt to the promised land was through enemy territory, and God knew His people were not ready for battle. So what God did? God said if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road. Getting God's people out of Egypt proved to be the easy part, but getting Egypt out of God's people proved to be the difficult part. After 40 generations of depending on Pharaoh, they needed to know God, learn His ways, and trust Him. So He arranged their journey accordingly. Are you having a wilderness or a desert experience at the moment? Be encouraged, my dear brothers and sisters. The fulfillment of what God promised you may be taking longer than you thought, but it's not time wasted. And God is not punishing you. He is training you for your destiny. Let me repeat that. Very, very important. God is not punishing you. He is training you for your destiny. What should you do? Number one, spend time with Him in prayer and His word. Number two, lean less on yourself and more on God. And number three, draw on His grace and follow His guidance. Amen. Just focus yourself on Jesus, and I promise you, your journey will be beautiful. If God is on your boat, it doesn't matter what storm you are facing. You will cross on the other side of the shore and land safely. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, we give you the glory and the honor because you are good. You never fail, you never change. You know our end from the beginning. You know what seasons of life we go through, O Lord, in our lifetime, and you know how to orchestrate our journey. I thank you. Your word tells us that the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Today, Lord, order our steps. Take us to the places where you desire us to go. Lord, be our guide, be our director of our life. Lead us and guide us besides the still waters and green pastures, and bless us abundantly. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right, righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I pray for the ones, O God Almighty, who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command every demon of infirmity to depart and leave your people. For your word tells us, by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and the glory, honor and the dominion, power and the authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.